You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the connection between hypothyroidism and your hair, skin, and nails. Everyone likes to look their best, and in many cases, how you feel about your appearance can depend on your hair, skin, and nails. Many lotions, supplements, and products promise better hair, skin, and nails, but you can't get around a basic fact. True health starts from within. You may associate dull hair, brittle nails, or dry skin with external factors such as swimming, harsh soaps, or the wrong shampoo. Yet some medical conditions can contribute to the health of your hair, skin, and nails. An underactive thyroid results in low levels of thyroid hormone, a condition called hypothyroidism. Untreated or undertreated hypothyroidism can have negative effects on your hair, skin, and nail health. In this episode, we'll learn how hypothyroidism affects your hair, skin, and nails, and how to get back on track. First, let's talk a little bit about the thyroid. The thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland located at the base of your neck. It produces thyroid hormones, triiodothyronine, T3, and thyroxine, T4. Those hormones regulate your body's energy use and many other essential functions. These hormones affect virtually every system in the body, including the growth of hair follicles, skin cells, and nail beds. When your thyroid hormone production drops, as seen in people with hypothyroidism, these body processes also slow down and sometimes change. Let's start out by talking about the thyroid's impact on your hair. Typically, hair follicles regenerate themselves, going through phases of growth, regression, resting, shedding, and then growth again. Research shows that thyroid hormones can directly impact this hair follicle cycle. So, an inadequate level of thyroid hormone slows the hair growth cycle. About 42% of people with hypothyroidism actually report diffuse hair loss, also known as alopecia. There are three types of alopecia that people with hypothyroidism can experience. One is called telogen effluvium. In this situation, hair enters the resting phase too early, resulting in partial or diffuse hair loss. Then there's also alopecia areata, which is an immune-mediated destruction of hair follicles during the growing phase of the hair cycle, which typically results in loss of most or all hair. Then there's something called matarosis, which is the loss of eyelashes and hair on the outer third of the eyebrows. Those with hypothyroidism may also have trichodystrophy, which is characterized by dry, coarse, brittle, and slow-growing hair that easily falls out. Trichodystrophy can also play a role in alopecia, as brittle hair is likelier to fall out. You may also notice more gray hair popping up. Graying hair can, of course, be due to the natural aging process. Still, it can also be due to hypothyroidism, especially Hashimoto's thyroiditis, the autoimmune disease that's the primary cause of hypothyroidism in the U.S. Managing hypothyroidism results in an improvement in hair strength, color, and growth. Upon starting thyroid hormone replacement medications, you may temporarily notice more hair loss as the hair moves from the resting phase to growing. Now let's talk about thyroid and its impact on your skin. Your skin is actually the largest organ in your body. It helps protect your body by keeping germs out, holding body fluids in to prevent dehydration, and maintaining your body temperature. People with untreated or undertreated hypothyroidism may also notice changes in their skin. One of the most common changes is dryness, and in fact, the most common skin issue in people with hypothyroidism is excessively dry and scaly skin. A 2013 study reported that 65% of people with hypothyroidism in the study reported having dry skin. Most often, the dry skin's on the outside surfaces of joints and the palms and soles of your arms and legs. Researchers are unclear on what causes dry skin in people with hypothyroidism, but they do have several theories. For example, they believe that low T3 levels may promote the thickening of the outer layer of the skin, a condition called hyperkeratosis, which results in scaly skin. They also believe that it's possible that decreased thyroid hormone levels are reducing the production of the protective skin barrier, resulting in dry skin. They also theorize that reduced sweat secretion from sweat glands may make it harder for your body to cool off when it becomes hot, making skin drier. You can manage dry skin with topical creams, gels, or lotions. However, some skin conditions are severe and do need additional treatment and a consultation with a dermatologist. Besides dry skin, people with hypothyroidism may also experience changes in their skin coloring. The most common skin change is pallor or looking pale. As thyroid hormone levels drop, so does your metabolism. This results in the narrowing of blood vessels inside your middle skin layer to maintain your core body temperature. As a result, blood flow to your skin actually decreases and it makes your skin appear paler. Along those same lines, people with hypothyroidism tend to be anemic, a medical condition that describes a lack of red blood cells. Anemia can also contribute to a pale appearance in people with hypothyroidism. There are three other skin conditions that are more common in people with hypothyroidism. One of them is vitiligo. Vitiligo is an autoimmune disorder that destroys the cells that give your skin its color. As a result, you see white patches on the skin. People with vitiligo can also have premature graying of their hair. About 25% of people with subclinical or overt hypothyroidism may also have vitiligo. Another condition that's more common in thyroid patients is keratinemia. Thyroid hormone is essential for converting carotene to vitamin A. A lack of thyroid limits this conversion, which can result in the buildup of carotene. So as a result, people with hypothyroidism may in some cases develop a yellowish hue to their skin. Then there's myxedema. About 10% of hypothyroidism patients may develop waxy, swollen, or doughy-looking skin. Myxedema can also result in facial changes such as swollen lips, puffy eyelids, tongue enlargement, or broadening of the nose. It's unclear what causes these changes, but experts believe that TSH activates the cells that secrete collagen proteins. Myxedema typically resolves, however, with thyroid hormone replacement treatment. Now let's talk about your fingernails. Thyroid dysfunction can affect your nails, causing abnormalities in nail shape, nail color, or attachment to the nail bed. A 2023 review on skin disorders in people with hypothyroidism actually showed that the five most common manifestations in nails include increased fragility, so they break more easily. That's occurring in 70% of the people that were studied. Slow growth was happening in 48% of patients, nail thinning, which was taking place in 40% of the patients studied, separation of the nail from the nail bed, which was occurring in 38% of patients studied, and brittleness of the nails, which occurred in almost 14% of those studied. The good news is that managing your hypothyroidism with thyroid hormone replacement medication usually reverses most of these nail changes. Here's a note from Paloma Health. These hair, skin, and nail symptoms don't necessarily mean you have an underactive thyroid, but if these symptoms are chronic, it's wise to test your thyroid so that you can understand your next steps and move on to getting effective thyroid treatment, which may help the health of your hair, skin, and nails. While many labs only look at thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH, Paloma Health believes it's critical to also measure free T3, free T4, and thyroid peroxidase antibodies. The combination of TSH, free T3, free T4, and TPO antibodies help you understand the big picture of what's going on with your thyroid function and where specifically you can make improvements. Paloma's at-home testing kit allows you to evaluate these four biomarkers from the comfort of your home and with an easy finger stick test. Should your results show that your thyroid is underactive, keep in mind that optimizing your thyroid hormone replacement, whether you're a new patient or someone who's been dealing with hypothyroidism for quite a while, is really an important foundational step to help improve issues with your skin, hair, and nails. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.